SRN News. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The White House casting a weary eye for the planned acquisition of U.S. steel by Japan's Nippon Steel.
The director of the National Economic Council, Lil Brainard, says in a statement that President Joe Biden believes the purchase of a foreign entity, even one from a close ally, appears to deserve serious scrutiny in terms of its potential impact on national security and supply chain reliability. She also indicated that the deal would be reviewed by the secretive Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States, which includes economic and national security agency representatives, to investigate national security risks from foreign investments in American firms. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Hundreds of temporary housing units being set up in northwest China for survivors of an earthquake that destroyed more than 14,000 homes and killed at least 150 people. Authorities say the death toll has risen by 9 as search teams dig through the heavy mudslides that inundated two villages in neighboring Guanghai province. Three people remained missing. Also at SRNnews.com, senior U.S. officials traveling soon to Mexico to discuss migration crisis at the southern border.
President Biden is sending the Secretaries of State and Homeland Security and the White House Homeland Security Advisor to meet with Mexico's president and staff in the coming days. The announcement came after the two presidents spoke.
Both presidents shared a similar concern about the increase in migratory flow here in recent weeks and months. There has been a dramatic increase.
National Security Spokesman John Kirby. In recent weeks, an estimated 10,000 people have been crossing illegally into the U.S. every day. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The IRS says it's going to waive penalty fees for people who fail to pay back taxes that total less than $100,000 a year for 2020 and 21. Officials say the pause in automated reminders is behind the decision to forgive the failure to pay penalties. SRN News. One Christian pastor says there is hope for Egypt.
Noted pastor and evangelist Dr. Michael Youssef tells the Christian Post his recent evangelistic effort in Cairo had an attendance of over 17,000 people. He says that is evidence that amid the darkness, the gospel shines brightest. The 75-year-old pastor of the Church of the Apostles in Atlanta, Georgia, revealed that the November event far exceeded the initial expectation of 6,000. Of those, more than 7,800 put their faith in Christ. Bill Alexander, SRN News.
For many years, the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops has stipulated the threat of abortion was a top priority. However, in the face of recent pro-life election setbacks, leading bishops and their lay allies are reassessing just how best to move forward. The latest rebuff came last month in Ohio when voters approved a constitutional amendment that ensures access to abortion. This is SRN News. The United States is leading an all-out effort to ensure safe shipping in the Middle East.
The American effort to keep Middle Eastern shipping lanes safe from threats by Iranian terror proxies will be multinational. There have been more than 100 missile and drone attacks by the Houthis, who have vowed to target any ship that is Israeli-owned or taking cargo to or from Israel. The vessels targeted by the Yemeni terrorists represent 35 different nations. U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin announced the multilateral effort to protect shipping to be called Operation Prosperity Guardian. Participants include the U.S., United Kingdom, Bahrain, Italy, France, Netherlands, Norway, Seychelles, Canada, and Norway. Major shipping companies have begun to circumvent the Southern Red Sea and Gulf of Aden. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
And check out more details at themedialine.org and at srnnews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.